ज्योत्ना विस्तारिणा गथा परस्त ब्रह्मण शक्ति तथा इदम अखिलम जगत अखिलम जगत ऑल यूनिवर्सल मैनिफेस्टेशन दैट वी आर सीइंग दे आर ऑल एक्सपेंशन ऑफ द इनर्स एग्जाम्पल इज जस्ट लाइक द फायर एक्सपेंस बाई हीट फायर एक्सपेंस बाई लाइट Similarly, Parata Shakti, Vividhaiva Sriyate, the Supreme Lord has various multi-energies and they are displaying. So, one should understand the existence of the Supreme Lord by experience of the expansion of His energy. And His energy and He is not different. Therefore, a self-realized person can see God everywhere. Because everywhere his energy is expanded, so whenever he sees the energy or experiences the energy, he sees God. So, this point we have practiced in this time. Now Lord Chaitanya says, कृष्ण स्वाभाविक तीन शक्ति को जिनती चित शक्ति जीव शक्ति आर मानव प्यारा इनिमेबल एनर्जी बट ऑल ऑफ देम हैव बीन सिंप्लीफाइड इनटू थ्री डिविजन एंड व्हाट आर दे चित शक्ति स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी दैट इज फर्स्ट एनर्जी ऑफ व्हिच यू हैव सिंपली लिटिल एक्सपीरियंस The living entity. The living entity is a sample of the spiritual energy. And chit-shakti, jiva-shakti. Jiva-shakti, this living entity, they are also energy. And maya-shakti. Maya-shakti means this material energy. and he is giving evidence from the same Vishnu Purana. विष्णु शक्ति परा प्रोक्ता क्षेत्र तथा परा अविद्या कर्म संज्ञा अन्य तृतीया सृष्टि अविद्या कर्म संज्ञा अन्य स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी एंड मार्जिनल एनर्जी ऑफ द सेम क्वालिटी बट दिस मेटीरियल एनर्जी इज अविद्या अविद्या मीन्स इग्नोरेंस फुल ऑफ इग्नोरेंस अविद्या कर्म संज्ञा अन्य कर्म संज्ञा में व्हेन यू पुट इनटू दिस मटेरियल एनर्जी ऑलवेज रिमेम्बर द जीव शक्ति और द लिविंग एंटिटी दे आर मार्जिनल पोटेंस सो समटाइम्स दे फॉल इन द मटेरियल एनर्जी नॉट समटाइम्स फॉल इट हैज गॉट द टेंडेंसी इट इज प्रोन टू फॉल डाउन there are innumerable living entities in the spiritual energy, they never fall down. Never fall down. Just like in the ocean. Ocean, there are innumerable aquatics. So, they never come to the river. River cannot provide them. They're so big. The aquatics in the ocean, there are so big fishes that a river cannot provide them. There is no place in the river. So there is no need of coming. So similarly, in the spiritual energy, exactly, just takes a comparison, just in the spiritual energy, we are innumerable living entities we are living. Similarly, they are only fragments. On the total of the living entities which we see in this material world, they are only a simple fragment. There are millions of times more than liberated soul in the spiritual world. So, they never come here. whenever I come here. So there's so much experience there, so much full of knowledge by association of the Supreme Law that they never come here. But when there is order, special on the Lord to come here, they come. Just like incarnation or Saptavishavatam. There are many different types of incarnation. We shall discuss in this discussion between Lord Chaitanya and Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya will explain how many different kinds of incarnations are there. So some of the living entities there, they come down here in this material world as Saptavishavata. Saptavishavata means empowered. It's charged by the power, empowered by the Supreme God. They come here. Why they come here? To execute the mission of the law, to reclaim the fallen souls. Sometimes God Himself also comes. Sometimes His incarnation comes. So there are innumerable universes. So according to the will, according to the desire, according to the plan of the Supreme Law, they come. But generally, so far, on their own account, they never come. Like Jiva-shakti and Maya-shakti. This Maya-shakti. So Maya-shakti is described here, avidya karma sangha anya. Here, in the material energy, you have to struggle for existence. Therefore, it is called karma sangha. Nobody can live here peacefully without working. This is the sign of materialism. In the spiritual energy, there is no such thing that you have to work and then eat. There is no question of eating and there is no question of working. Everything is complete. So we have no imagination just now. We can understand from the description of the pastor that there is no influence of time and there is no influence of this planet and there is no need of sunshine. There is no need of moonshine. They are not hungry. They are not passionate. They don't be their children. There are so many things there. We cannot imagine. Because just the opposite. This is only perverted reflection. So we cannot imagine. But we have to understand from authoritative scriptures about the description of the spiritual world that there is no such struggle. There is no birth, death, old age, and struggle. With this material energy, there is struggle. Karma sangha. Karma sangha. Here, everyone has to work. Beginning from the first class, highest creature, Brahma, down to the ant, a small jar. Everyone is working, struggling hard for existence. This is the sign of material world. Even you are in the highest planet, all you have to walk. Even you are president, you have to walk. And even you are ant, you have to walk. The elephant has to walk for securing 100 pounds of foodstuff each time. And the ant, he has to walk for securing a grain of sugar. Not that, oh, I require only a grain of sugar. It may come. There is a nice example. In the Hippopotamus, from which the Aesop's fable is translated. Hippopotamus Sanskrit, there is a story of lion. So, the lion began to flee. I am the king of the forest. Everyone will come. So he starts. So, nahi suktasya singhasya pravishanti mukhe mrila. Even if you are lion, it was as powerful as lamb. Still, it is not possible that you can eat without one. That is the law here, material energy. The spiritual energy, just the opposite. There is no question of what. Avidya karma sangha anya tithya shaktirishyate saptayo sarvabhavanam asintajnanagochara. So, similarly, there are many energies in the Supreme Law which are not conceivable by our limited speculation. Sattaya sarvabhavana achinta shakti. Achinta shakti. Achinta means you cannot conceive how many varieties of energies are there. Yasota brahmanastha su sargyajya bhava saktaya bhavanti tapatana krishna pavavasna japurushata. So, because he has got inconceivable energy, therefore we cannot calculate how things are happening. Take for example, how these planets are floating in the air. We have calculated law of gravitation and so many things. Somehow we have adjusted. But is it not wonderful that such huge lump of water and earth, so many planets, they're floating in the air just like cotton swabs? How can we adjust? You can put some fuel, but you cannot see it. You cannot float even a needle in the air. It will acquire fall now. Or it can go up. It cannot go up. That is not in your power. So how you can conceive? You can see daily. And even in this material world, so many wonderful things, and still you think that you are God, or you cannot touch Him. So, here it is stated, the brahmanastu bhavanti tapatāsira pāvakasya yahūsvata. Again, the same example, just like, you do not know what is the amount of temperature in the sun. Now, it is 90 million miles away from this earth. It's still, when the sun is too hot, you cannot bear the temperature. So you cannot understand what is the amount of temperature in the sun. This actually there is. So that simply thing. That so many miles away, if somebody goes, it will be at once, but actually there are living entities also. Because we cannot say that there cannot live living entities. Well, because in the Bhagavad Gita, we have understood that the living entities, spiritual parts, they are never burnt. Adajyam, adajyam. The material fire cannot burn. So, there is no reason to disbelieve that there are no living entities. Now, how the living entities are there in the sun planet, that is not considerable by God. Every power, every wonderful thing in this material world only, there are many other wonderful things in the spiritual world, they are all being carried out by the superior energy. Inconceivable energy of the Supreme Law.
Jaya khetrajna shakti shavishita nikal sarvaga saṃsāro tāpān akilān avāpnati atra santatān taya tirohita cha shakti khetrajna saṃgita sarvabhūtesu bhūpāna tārtamaina vartate.
Lord Caitanya said in the beginning that a living entity is constitutionally eternal arbiter of the Supreme Law. That is a fact. Now, he is entrapped by this material energy and struggling hard for existence. Because material energy is meant for that.
Jaya khetrajna shakti sarvishita nipa sarvaga.
So these living entities, they are fresh all over this material energy. Samsara tapan akilam abhapnati. And the being entangled by this material energy, they are suffering papa, different kinds of misery. Different kinds of misery. But that becomes so dull that they do not think that they are under misery. They think that they are advanced in happiness. Although actually they are suffering. This is Kali Yuga. There are so many suffering. That so many times we have discussed this part. Suffering due to natural disturbance, suffering due to treatment with other entities, suffering due to this body, suffering due to this mind, suffering of death, suffering of birth, suffering of old age, suffering of diseases. We are surrounded by all suffering. And you see, we are silent, that we are very happy. This is called illusion. So this illusion will be clear with proportionately as you become advanced in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise there is not. Otherwise it is kept in that illusion for millions and millions of births, he will not understand that he is suffering. He will change. In the suffering, he will change. Happy. Foolishness. Just like the hog, he who asks him, oh, why you are living? I feel this place. Why you are eating stool? You come, I shall give you a nice place. You can say, no, I am very happy. So nobody, this is called the illusion. Nobody will say that I'm happy. If you go to the Bali street and ask the drunkard lying on the footpath, oh, why you are suffering? Oh, I'm not suffering, I'm enjoying. Similarly, I'm enjoying this intoxication, that intoxication. They'll never accept the other day on girl pen to talk. She is not happy that you are suffering. She is not. But this is illusion. The suffering in every state. Every state. There is suffering full up. And when you get on a motor car, you are in a suffering car. You do not know. When it is, there will be an accident. You do not know when there will be an accident in the aeroplane, in the train. There is no guarantee. So you are always in the suffering passenger from the illusion of this material energy. We are happy. So this illusion can be moved gradually in the proportion. This suffering has also, there are degrees. My suffering may be greater than your suffering. Your suffering may be greater than somebody else. So in there are the whole material world you will see their suffering, but there are degrees. But that degree, samsara karana sinara bhasantata, taya tiruhitatsya. So as much as you will be out of this material entanglement, sadhu-bhuteshu, so similarly, you will be free from these sufferings. And as soon as you are fully in Krishna consciousness, you are fully engaged in the transcendental service of the Lord, then you are free. Daividhi sa-sunami mo-maya-durataya mami-vaja-prapadvante mami-tāna-parantate. The prapadvante, the sarat, the surrender to the Lord, the proportionate surrender to the Lord will make you away from the degrees of suffering. Otherwise there is no. So, again, Lord Chaitanya quotes one वास्तवं भगवद्गीता अपरायम मितस्तन्यं प्रकृति विघ्ने परा As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that above this material energy, there is another superior energy, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava. They are that living entity, a superior. Jaya idam dhajati yava, those who are carrying on the activities of the material world, therefore they are superior.
कृष्ण भूलि सही जीव अनादि बहिर्मो पताये माया तरे दाय संसार को
Now the question is, why these material energies created are there is so that it is meant for giving trouble and misery to the living entity? The question is answered by Lord Chaitanya. That Krishna pulis seiji anadi bahirmo. When the living entity forgets his eternal relationship with Krishna, then his suffering begins. Krishna does not create the sufferings of the living entity. But when he forgets Krishna, when he forgets God, his suffering begins. That is the law. Just like when a person commits theft, he at once becomes under the custody of police. If that police person inquires, why this police force has been created? The police force is there. For you it is created. Because God knows that there will be misuse of independence, misuse of consciousness. Therefore, he has very kindly created this. All right. You can enjoy your misuse of independence. The suffering we have created. As soon as we forget, Krishna Bhulya, there is another verse. Krishna Bhulya ji Bhogavan Chakar. Pasate Mahakare Japati Adhare. The Maya, the material energy is there because God is there, therefore his energy is there. So, if you want to imitate, to become an imitation God, I will be Lord, I will be the Lord of all I survey, then this imitation material energy is given to you. Just as the example I have given several times, is describing mother, I shall cook. Oh, the mother gives him some false cooking materials. Alright, good. Yes. So, similarly, as soon as we want to be imitation God, that imitation God consciousness still goes on. Even after many, many years, many, many birth philosophical speculation, he still thinks that I am God. So that is the power of illusion. So as soon as we forget our consistent position and relationship with God, the Maya is there. Here Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna Bhuli Sai Ji Anadi Bahirmo. Vaibhav is averse. So long he is averse to God, so long he has to suffer. There is no other way out. Ataye Maya Tare Dai Samsargu. Because he has forgotten his eternal relationship with God, therefore, the material suffering has imposed upon him. And how is that suffering? Now it is said, Kabhu sarge uthaye, kabhu narake dubaye, dandajane raja jano nadite chuba. Now this suffering, within this suffering, sometimes we are going to the higher planet, sarge, heavenly planet. Because in the material world, people have got conception that heaven is very happy place. Just like that now trying to go to the moon planet. Moon planet is considered one of the heavenly planets, according to Vedic teachers. So, tendency, while they are traveling, that is tendency. Because we want improvement. So they are thinking that going to the moon planet, it will improve. This is dictation of nature. All right, you come to the moon planet, it will be more happy. So they are suffering. That is also another suffering. That foolishness that he is trying to go to the moon planet, that is another suffering. Unnecessarily create some machinery and spoil time and waste time and go hither and there, come back. Simply wasting time. So this is another pattern. But the foolish teacher, they do not know. They think it's safe, but improving. He's suffering, but he thinks I'm improving. It is very nice. So by that suffering, he sometimes goes up. It is said clearly. Tobu sarjim kha. He sometimes goes to the heaven planet. And tobu naragiduma. And sometimes goes to the hell. There is hellish planet also. So, tobu sarjim utaya tobu naragiduma. Kandajane radhajana nadite chiva. So this is just like a culprit is drowned in the river. It is something like that. This example is very nice. Perhaps you have known information. Formerly, in India, there was crude suffering for the culprit. The culprit would be taken on a boat in the mid water of the river and he will be drowned. By catching his hair, he will be drowned. He will not let go, simply will be drowned. And when he is suffocated, too much suffocated, then he will be raised little more. And then he will breathe and he will feel something really, oh please, please, do not drown in death. I never do this kind. Then when he is little strong, then again drown. Again, in this way, put him down. So we are in that way. We are thinking, now I am released. I am the moon planet. Now I am released. Again, come to me. Help. This is different. So all these planets do not stay. They are better. Just like we are traveling, sometimes in America, sometimes in India, sometimes in Honolulu, sometimes in Yugoslavia. Similarly, we are traveling in other planets also. Sarvada. We are planets, different planets, and we are thinking we are happy. Traveling and suffering, still we are thinking happy. So, kabhu sarge uthai, kabhu narake dubai, danda jane raja jano lodi kusiva. So, these our happiness is just like that. The man who is drowned and again taken up, drowned and taken up, drowned. Thank you. This is our civilization. Any questions?